This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The first batch of mosquitoes to have the West Nile virus has been detected in northwestern Scarborough. Toronto Public Health has found that of their 22 weekly traps, one had specimen which contained the virus. Toronto Public Health says anyone can be infected with the West Nile virus. The chances of having a severe illness are greater as you get older, or if you have a weakened immune system. Symptoms develop anywhere from 2 to 14 days after the initial bite. Toronto Public Health says symptoms include fever, headache, nausea, vomiting, body aches, skin rash, and swollen lymph glands. They say that anyone concerned about symptoms should contact their health care provider. The batch in northwestern Scarborough is the first to be found to be positive for West Nile virus this year. Toronto Public Health says that the risk of infection is low in Toronto. To lower the risk even more, they recommend the following. Wear light-colored clothing, long pants, and long-sleeved shirts when outdoors. Apply insect repellent containing DEET following the manufacturer's instructions. Take extra care during peak mosquito biting hours, which are dusk and dawn, by using repellent and covering up. Make sure homes have tight-fitting screens on windows and doors. Lastly, remove any standing water from properties. This is where mosquitoes breed. Standing water includes any water that collects in items such as pool covers, buckets, planters, toys, and waste containers. Toronto Public Health will continue to monitor the mosquito population in case of a spread of the virus to the rest of the city's mosquito population. Toronto Public Health monitors the population from mid-June till mid-September every year. Last year, Toronto Public Health found 14 of their mosquito pools around Toronto to have specimen which had the West Nile virus. This discovery last year happened on August 3rd. This year's batch was found 17 days earlier than last year. For more information regarding West Nile virus can be found on the Toronto City website.